Dellingpole, et tu, Jacob Rees-Mogg? R.I.P. the Mogg Father. By James Dellingpole on July 30, 2021. I'm old enough to remember when Tory MP Jacob Rees-Mogg, a.k.a. the Mogg Father, was the great white hope of British conservatism. He had the ideological backbone, the charisma and, perhaps most importantly, the financial security to be able to push through an honest-to-God conservative agenda. But just look at him now. The green agenda is about raising our standard of living, claims Jacob Rees-Mogg, his pinstripe pants on fire, his nose growing longer than Pinocchio's as he does so. The green agenda has nothing to do with improved living standards and never has. It is driven by the elite's Malthusian obsession with overpopulation and resource depletion. It also, conveniently, happens to be the excuse for a massive wealth transfer from ordinary people via green taxes and levies to the rich and privileged crony capitalist predator class via the massive subsidies they are paid for producing intermittent, unreliable, heavily subsidized, environmentally destructive and very expensive renewable energy. Jacob Rees-Mogg knows all this. He is worth many millions thanks, in part, to investment firm Somerset Capital Management he co-founded, so he is perfectly well aware how markets work. Also, as a one-time outspoken Thatcherite, he knows about the evils of crony capitalism and the dangers of government assuming it has a better idea how to spend taxpayers' money than sovereign individuals. For Rees-Mogg to come out now and declare support for the green agenda is about as credible as if he'd asked the workers to unite and reclaim the means of production. Or as if, despite posing as an ardent Catholic, he'd come out in favor of transgenderism and gay marriage. Indeed, what he has done here is a betrayal not just of his economic and political conscience but also his religious one. True, the current Pope appears to be fully on board with the Great Reset. But I don't think any true believing man of faith does because it is a quintessentially Luciferian project. The creation of a new world order in which most of us are reduced to the status of slaves, while a tiny elite rules over us like pharaohs or Babylonian kings. To some commenters, none of this will come as any surprise. They knew from the start, they will say, that it was all pantomime. That even those posing as being on the right of the Conservative Party were all really just closet members of the Uni Party. But many of us who voted Conservative in good faith thinking that it was the only way we were going to ever get Brexit are going to be properly angered by Rees-Mogg's U-turn. He posed as a man of faith and a man of principle. Rees-Mogg is clearly neither of these things. In older, better times, he would have been horsewhipped on the steps of his club and ostracized from society. Instead, I suppose, he will now be able to claim a place at the Davos elite table somewhere next to weird and creepy globalists like Klaus Schwab. I hope he enjoys the company. It's totally what he deserves.